Joe on the radio. Chris Gralnick is our friend and kind enough to join us. This continued to go on. Shootings all over America. And then we come up with the answers on the show every single time, and no one seems to listen. Chris, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us. Always on Unfortunate Circumstances. But in your world, how are you doing otherwise, my friend, if I may ask?
Good morning, Joe. Pretty well, thank you. A lot of tragedy going on right now, and I think we're having our fair share of mourning, just even within our community of experts.
Yeah, you know, so now what do we do? We talked about schools. We know how to stop shootings in schools. They refuse to listen. I'm just convinced they don't want to listen. The people in Washington don't understand this. But when you get these errant people like this gunman in Allen, Texas, killing nine, is there anything we could do to prevent this? And I always go to the internet, because you check out the internet, because there's sick people out there. That's what's going to happen. Walk us through this and what happened in Allen, Texas, if you would, Chris.
Sure. Allen's just one of those. This is what reminds us that evil is present. We have to be vigilant. We have to keep our faces away from our phones as we're out in public, unfortunately. And we just need to do more to make sure that, you know, we have a better environment, because really the first 15 seconds that shooter got out of their car and began, the people in his path, there was very little hope. Now, we talked about solutions to,
yep,
to fix that. And,
yep,
and
yep,
I
yep.
do want to mention, the bravery of the officer that was there. I mean, he stopped it in moments. He happened to be on scene, made a very clean shot, neutralized the threat instantly. That person had, I believe, it was 8 magazines left with him, fully loaded. No police
wow.
there. It would have been much worse. And then we would have been talking about what we could have done to stem the further victims, because detection works. We talked about gun detection. Whether it's physically present, a shot that goes off, signing a signature to the round and sending notification to the police to get there. And we see that police are effective. That was awesome. But evil is present, and it is it's among us. And we need to do more, as I think we've talked every week. If not, we've had 61 yeah. active shooters in 2021,
oof.
50 in 2022. So it went down a little bit, but about one a week. And I think we're on pace right now at last count to be about 70 or just about under. So this is not going away. I mean, the problem is more than mechanical. It's mental. And we have to stop taking an emotional approach to it and look at this from a factual, technical standpoint. We try to step back and do that. I mean, even you and I, every week that we speak. And it's time that we start looking at it without the emotional lens. And yeah, we're all upset. And you can tell today I'm off. This one hurt, right? I live, 10 miles from Allen, Texas Mall.
Wow.
So it's just one of those things. It's, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. We can no longer say it'll never happen here. We have to just be vigilant, not paranoid. And I believe that some people in D.C. are listening, and I think they're ready to make some changes. And I'm not advocating for those changes today. What I'm saying is I'm advocating for a safer America. We have to have it.
I hope so. And with the security guards, first of all, when someone walks in with a long gun, do they not see this? How do they sneak these things in? I mean, didn't you say there's a way you could detect that with maybe – I don't know what I just don't. I mean, I don't have the answer. With all the technology we have, but in plain sight, did they not see this guy walking in with a gun? Is there not anybody else watching this on a security camera?
Well, I think that brings up three points, right? The first one, there's a security officer on scene, one of the victims, right? 8 yeah. dead plus the shooter plus 7 shot. In a matter of 15, 30 seconds, whatever the number
man.
Was. However, the shooter did get out of his car and begin walking in plain sight. And the gun detection that you speak of, the one I'm familiar of, that I know is a proven model.
Yep.
I have no affiliation with them as far as monetary value. I'm just telling you it's a solution that works. And that's called OmniAlert. It sees a gun and it notifies everyone, hey,
yeah.
there's a threat.
Yeah.
I mean, we call it something called SOV, signature of violence. There's, a threat. It's demonstrating it. And it can send out that message that's critical but it's under 5 seconds, let's just say. It could be instantaneous. And once you get that, quick message, what do we do when we get an alert on our phone? We all pull it out and look. And if it says, hey, shelter in place, run, or run, hide, fight, and you know that we're working very hard to populate that to address the critical gaps in run, hide, fight. Just like stop, drop, and roll, when you're on fire, it actually stops the fire. When you run, hide, fight, it doesn't actually do anything. We're trying to help you do something with that. So we have this Allen thing, happens under, 15, 30 seconds. One of the security guards is a victim. Police are the hero. Tragic for the families. And less than 20 hours later in Brownsville, somebody with a car mows over seven people at a bus stop.
Yeah.
And that's where we come back to what we opened with. It's evil. And evil is here. We have to be more vigilant, and we have to do more to preserve life and help each other. That's the way we're going to get past this. These conversations and the like.
And Chris, we appreciate your time because this is happening every single day. It's like an ongoing thing. I don't know that it's just in America. I think it's just whatever is happening to humans.
Oh no,
it's
everywhere.
Right. So but if there are sensors at the entrances of stores to detect theft, why don't we have some kind of sensors that detect? You're telling me there is technology there to detect a gun coming into a workplace or a mall? Yes.
Everywhere you look, you see cameras outside now. We used to be worried about a surveillance state. There's no need to worry. There's no need to worry. It's here. So now there's technology, artificial intelligence. It just goes inside the camera. And don't ask me how. I'm not a technical expert, but I know how it works.
Yeah.
And once you put it inside that camera, it can see X amount of distance away, locate a pistol, rifle, whatever you program it with, and send the notification. And then, God forbid, that person fires a shot. That's that next product that I told you before. Again, no personal affiliation with it, no ownership. Eagle gunshot technology. It's a signature of the round that is picked up and sent to that sensor, which relays it to police and will actually tell them the location where the shot's coming from.
Wow.
So you have a double blanket of security that if one goes off, it could be a false alarm.
Yeah.
Sure. But if you have a gunshot go off, now everybody needs to rein police. It needs to rein citizens. And, I want to just tell you this as I know you're going to wrap me up.
Yeah.
Nuclear policy is hard, and yet we address it every day. Active shooter is a domestic terrorism. It's one of the leading forms of domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
It probably is the leading form of domestic terrorism, which is not clinically right now since 2020, but it is, right? I mean, it is what it is. And if we don't start addressing it, everyone's going to just start living in fear. We need to live with hope. We need to have, our heads amongst us, and we need to have some basic understanding of how to defeat this. And there are ways. And I've said them on your air week after week after week.
Yep.
Free resources on the website. And that's not a plug. I don't sell any information. Just this is a life goal for me. It's a mission, a legacy. And we're going to change this so that the whole world has a national, or the whole country has a national standard of, the police have a national standard. You need a national standard. I need a national standard. And we're inventing that right now.
Yeah. And to Brownsville with it looked so intentional. I mean, you couldn't go at that speed plowing into pedestrians like that. They're not going to use a gun. They're going to use a car. And again, it's a mental illness, and then is this the one they're calling a white supremacist act? Is that what that is, or was that the other shoot? That was Allen, Texas. Which they always like to categorize this and get the white guys involved. But are they calling the shooting in Allen, Texas, a white supremacist act? Is that right, Chris? I got that right.
I believe they floated that yesterday. But again, evil doesn't discriminate. In the history of shooting for 20-something years, there's been four women shooters up until, Club Q, which was a male trying to be a girl.
Right.
Then you have the Nashville shooter, which was a girl. Now you have five.
Yep.
And that's, now you have two trans shooters in 24 years.
Yep.
And, every race in between. It doesn't matter your physical presence, your want, your desire, your color, your race, your sex. None of that matters. Evil exists. And we need to be ready to combat it with just some common sense and kindness. And literally, that sounds naive.
Yeah.
But after studying as many as I have, I'm telling you, that's the key. This is the key to get started. And if we can do nuclear policy, and you and I used to, at school, what do we do at school? We hide under our desk because the Russians were going to send missiles. Right? Right?
I hate to laugh about it, but exactly right. Hey, go ahead.
How come we can't tell our kids, look, it's not a gun that's going to come kill you. It's, hey, let's be vigilant. it's up to the parents on this call right now that can hear your radio.
Yes.
Ask your families, friends, places of business, houses of worship, and schools, what is your plan? Because the time you need a plan is not the time to make a plan.
Yeah, so true. And just to reiterate, when they called the gunman in Allen, Texas, a white supremacist, he was not white. Just wanted to lay that out. So listen, we appreciate your expertise on it. Chris, I always ask you this, if you would, where can we find you again? Because people will listen and they want to do things. And where can we find you and learn from you to stop these horrific things that keep continuing, sir?
Well, you know, we're always shy about advertising. We put our website out today on your show's Twitter website, link, because the free resources are up. So it's activeshooterpreventionproject.com, and we're available, you know, whether it's questions, email, whatever. We might be slow to respond, but we'll get to you immediately.
They'll listen. It takes a while, Chris, but they do listen, and we appreciate your fight, my friend. Chris Gralnick right now. Thank you. God bless you. Godspeed, and talk soon.
Thank you.
Take care, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. Retired police detective, corporal, active shooting expert. We have put the link